Is Hillary freaking? Has to be with all those 08 flashbacks frying the brain pan. That previous coronation spoiled by a grandiloquent rookie who nobody gave a chance. Then he rolled her up like a mafia hit in a cheap rug. Now it's a hectoring old geezer with scribby gray hair and suspiciously perfect teeth. The kind you slide in every morning and snap at the mirror. Clack, clack. Put a tan vest and a Bernie name tag on him, and he could be one of those grizzled old guys down at the Home Depot. You ask him a perfectly reasonable question about sweat soldering, say, or flush valves. He just snorts and walks off. A career socialist, no less. And Hillary wailed unto the Lord, "Why me?" Down 50 points in the polls a year ago, Sanders has clawed almost even just as the thing gets real. Real as Iowa, the snows and throes of opening night, the first winnowing of contenders from the roadkill. Interstating it east from Des Moines with the sun at our back, the talk is mostly of him. Not Bernie, but the other one. The hair, the mouth, the Twitter king. The joke that stopped being funny sometime around Thanksgiving. About the same time, one noticed a kind of morbid countdown happening in the press. With only 2 months before the Iowa caucuses, 6 weeks, a month, days, implicit here was rationalist disbelief at Trump's defiance of political physics, and the assumption, also implied, increasingly frayed, that he would crash long before actual votes were cast. In this, his candidacy was supposed to be much like his hair, like a gas explosion or a mango souffle, or any highly transient event involving lots of hot air and artificial volume. The pros, weren't they supposed to have a grip by now? The same machine that produced a reliable string of establishment nominees, the two Bushes, Dole, McCain, Romney, and now another Bush on deck. The smart one, the one with the $100 million super PAC. But something strange has happened. Is happening. In recent TV appearances, Reince Priebus, chair of the Republican National Committee, has had the 1,000-yard stare of a mall cop whose Segway is in the shop. But tonight is for Hillary, scheduled to rally in Davenport. The road runs ruler straight for miles and miles. A bald eagle cruises the dome of severe clear sky, flakes of cirrus dusting the bend of crystalline blue. Small towns and little commercial nodes heave up every few miles with their mix-and-match assortments of Subways, Exxons, Starbucks, Denny's. Apparently, porn is one of the few non-franchised service industries left in America. There's the Lion's Den adult superstore outside Altoona, one of several such sui generis enterprises we'll see today. Barns are huge, full to bursting, one imagines, eyeing all this chocolatey earth. The houses big, solid, harbored in windbreaks of trees. Everything fresh painted and clean. And what's rare for farm country, hardly any junked machinery about. To keep a farm in this kind of spit-polished shape takes heroic physical effort. Hard enough to manage the main labor of farming, the work that has to be done this week, today, right now. Niceties like structural maintenance and cleanup tend to slide for all but the most disciplined farmers. But here, everyone seems bound to the strictest standards of neatness and order. There's something Puritan in it, an air of moral rigor, as if the tense self-discipline of early New England was moved 2,000 miles and supersized for the huge proportions of the Midwest. One has a sense of blessings bestowed, of blessings vigorously earned, of people who know they've landed in paradise and are determined not to blow it.